Franca, where in this puzzle does Machado, Maria Corina Machado, who just won the Nobel Peace Prize, a leader in the Venezuelan opposition, where does she fit?
A wildly popular opposition leader. Interestingly, though, Trump did not throw his support behind her. Here's what he said about Machado.
Well, I think it would be very tough for her to be the leader. She doesn't have the support.
Trump said she is a very nice woman, but that she just doesn't have the backing of the people. Some strong, profound statements about the opposition leader.
Let me turn you to oil and how oil fits into this, because President Trump had a lot to say about the oil reserves, how they're going to foot the bill for everything going forward in Venezuela. How do you read the significance of that?
I mean, it's very significant. I mean, we didn't hear much talk about reestablishing democracy in Venezuela during this presser. Frankly, we didn't hear that much talk about drug trafficking either.
Which was the initial premise for all of this, we were told, going after drug boats. Go on.
Exactly. The focus today was largely on oil. Venezuela, of course, has some of the largest oil reserves in the world. And let's be clear, U.S. involvement in the Venezuelan oil industry would be a huge, huge deal. Though reestablishing it would be wildly expensive and a really long-term project. And it's also kind of unclear as of now which companies would undertake this challenge. Now, Trump claimed that it would not cost the U.S. any money because he expects U.S. oil companies will happily invest billions of dollars to rebuild Venezuela's oil infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that oil, or at least he says, the oil would then be extracted and sold for a profit to benefit both Venezuelans and the U.S. Now, he says the U.S. troops may be necessary to protect the oil, but he is not afraid of U.S. boots on the ground. And that is a tremendous statement for President Trump, considering his aversion to military intervention in the past.